If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Bling Empire. You know, I mean, I've said it before. I truly feel Bling Empire is one of the best reality shows of all time. I tell you, Netflix, like, man, I mean, RIP Bling Empire, it's long gone. But that Selling Sunset, I just feel Netflix does it. Selling the OC. Now we have Buying Beverly Hills. Those are some of my favorites, man. Well, I am sharing this chat today with Andrew Gray. Now, let me tell you, you want fun facts because everyone loves the behind the scenes fun facts. Twice, only twice in my career. One is Charlie Burnett from Vanderpump Rules and the other is Andrew Gray. Only twice in my career did I have people on that were so new to reality TV. First season, hardly any interviews, where they were talking and I was saying to myself, oh my God, I wouldn't say I feel bad because this is my job, but I said, holy shit, I think this person is going to get in trouble. That was Charlie Burnett and Andrew Gray. I'm talking like no network, no publicist, nobody listening in. And I have a lot of interviews like that, plenty. And, you know, you get a little tidbit here, you get a little tidbit there. But Charlie's original interview where she talks about the Mean Girls, Stassi and Katie and Kristen, and this chat with Andrew Gray, where basically he broke the fourth wall so much that Netflix called me. Oh, yeah. Listen, we don't take interviews down here behind the Velvet Rope. We need a lawsuit. We need to go through discovery. We need to go through, I mean, cease and desist, then a lawsuit, then discovery. And then about 3 years from now, when there's a trial, if someone wants to come after me in 3 years, but none of this matters, I'll take down the episode if a judge orders me to. Never been sued. So let's knock on wood. You guys hear that knock? But yeah, I got a call. So, which isn't on me. I mean, this is just one of those times. And look, I got to do my job. I loved Andrew. I loved Bling Empire. How many of you watch that? If not, people always ask me what they should watch. Go watch Bling Empire. You know, I complain that the housewives are not rich. I love that everybody on Bling Empire, I mean, people are worth billions, not even millions. This was a crazy behind the scenes breaking of the fourth wall and just exposing producers and all sorts of other things. So take a listen to this one. Even if you didn't watch the show, it's kind of a shocking chat. But for those of you that did, here is Bling Empire's Andrew Gray. Originally aired February 2021.
Welcome back to our part two sit down with Andrew Gray from the brilliant Bling Empire. If you haven't heard part one, you really should. We talk about the show, how it came about. We talk about his relationship with Kelly, which, let's face it, America has, not America, the world. This is Netflix, guys. The world has had a lot to say. People have been calling for trigger warnings. We talk about it all. We talk about him being the Red Power Ranger, just everything. I don't know. It makes more sense to listen to part one before you listen to this part two. One of our favorite interviews in a really long time. You guys check out part one. And now, Bling Empire's Andrew Gray, a continuation of part one. Part two starts now. Well, okay, let's speak about Paris for a minute, because we were. It's not that you brought it up and now, okay, I want to talk about it. That was obviously on my agenda. I mean, right, like, I'm sure, I don't know, like, have you gotten a lot of backlash directly on social media for that? I'm not saying you deserve it. I'm just saying, like, I'm sure you read some of the stuff that's out there.
I deserve all of it. Bring it on, you know? Bring it on. There's a lot of common pain. A lot of people have been triggered. A lot of people have been hurt. Maybe someone's innocence was taken away from somebody who berated them. In that scene, we were planning that trip for 2 weeks. And I was on the phone with Anna. She was like, well, I would like to take Kelly and you to Paris, to my favorite restaurant, you know? And I was like, oh, she would love that. We would love that. She's like, and, you know, it's her birthday's coming up. I was like, it is, but it's actually just passed. So we were going up for Thanksgiving to my father's house in Northern California. And I already knew that we're going to Paris. And I already had like a bag packed for her. So when we come back, we're going straight to the airport, right? So the setup was go to Sacramento, drove 8 hours. We're there for one day. Then I get a call. Oh, we got to go back to get the scene that we didn't film. So she has no idea. We drive back to Los Angeles. She sleeps maybe like an hour. I have her bag. Everyone is waiting outside with limos. She doesn't know. She's like full surprise. She thinks we're going to the Space Needle at the airport to have lunch because we've never done that before and whatever. She doesn't even know where we're going when we get on the plane. And finally, when we're in the air, doom, we just want to let you know that your flight to Paris is going to be landing here shortly. Here's some turbulence, you know? And she's like, oh my God. And then we're like, cheers, champagne. You see that shot that's in there?
Yeah.
We got a beautiful hotel. I think it's like Anna's room was like 30 G's a night kind of thing. It was crazy. Then we opened up. And that's when we had the furs on and you see me kind of lean on the wall. That was real. I was like, this is gonna be amazing. She's gonna love this. Anywho, we got an itinerary from there that our week was gonna be to the House of Versailles. We're gonna go to, I don't know designers, so if I mess up, Steve McQueen, McQueen's, is that right?
Yeah.
We're gonna go to private, right. They're gonna shut down the shore shopping. We're gonna go to the caviar restaurant, all this beautiful stuff. Well, I haven't slept yet at all. The flight. Getting over there, and I'm just really excited for that day, that super awesome day that we all know where that we're going to go on. Anyway, I wake up in the middle of the night. I have a nightmare. I shake Kelly. I'm in cold sweats. I feel like something crazy is about to happen. I don't know what it is, but she's like, baby, it's just a dream. I was like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to wake up and no one's going to be there. I was watching aliens. All this craziness, right? Try to make it short. I wake up, and she's gone. And I'm lucid. I really still thought I was dreaming. And her bag was gone. Like she packed all her stuff up and put it away. So then I knocked on everyone's door. Jeff, not there. Anna, not there. Florent, not there. Go down to the lobby. Monsieur, they have already left. They are going to shopping in McQueen and the House of Versailles. And I'm like, so I was like, started getting worried. Then I got frustrated. Then I was like, this is going to be a big problem. Then I was starting to like pace. Then I got kind of frustrated and angry. Then I called my girl like 13 times in a row, nothing on WhatsApp. Then finally she answered. I'm like talking to her, the build. Then you saw the very end of the frustration for 1 second on TV. Yo, I hope you guys loved it. Dang, I was entertained. I was watching, like, eating popcorn, like, ooh, I hate this guy, you know? And Kelly's like, oh, God, baby, how could they? But you, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, hey, we're going to get past this. We know our intention. And we know the arc. If we get a season 2, we got to just keep being us. You know, they can do whatever they want. We signed up for this. We know the territory we're in. We're on a ride right now. You know, we're on a ride. This is our first experience with interviews and stuff. And I would say majority of the interviews, she's like, oh, babe, that went so good. And she'll call me. She's like, great. Sometimes she's like, I really messed that interview up. Dang, I made you look like shit and I didn't mean to. Or I made myself look like poo. Pardon for swearing.
You could swear. It's fine.
Hey. This is all practice. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, people don't always focus on the positive. They're going to focus on the negative. It takes them away from their life. You know, you can't lead into the hate and stuff like that.
You can't. And at least from what I do, I can tell you, Like, whatever happens in the reality space and all the drama that your interview may cause or hurt, like, it will be over within 48 hours and there will be another drama. And there will be another drama from probably your same exact show with someone else. That's my best advice. Like, just take the lump and move on. So if she has a bad interview, I would say just, it is what it is.
If you guys are anything like me, you are busy, you're working, you're having a great social life, you're on the go, and you just don't have the time or patience for meal prep or grocery shopping. Am I right? That's why I love Home Chef. Home Chef is a meal delivery kit, but they're so different than all the others. Home Chef is the best because it's chef-designed recipes. They're fresh ingredients. And like I said, they're delivered right to your doorstep. And there's such a variety. You can choose from recipes that are ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes. Home Chef has everything you're looking for. Yesterday for lunch, I had miso glazed salmon with sesame cauliflower. The day before, I had jalapeno beef sliders with potatoes. And tonight, I'm going to have lemon shrimp Alfredo. So listen, for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life at homechef.com/velvetrope. That's homechef.com/velvetrope for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. homechef.com/velvetrope.
It is what it is. We're not always going to shine, you know, and this is really my first experience with feeling hated, not and loathed. This is my first experience in this on a public global forum, you know,
yeah.
When it came out, or Mariah's World or Paris Hilton. They may have gotten flack from Canada, maybe some little bit of territory in Mexico and United States territory. We blasted to 192 countries, you know.
The power of Netflix, yeah.
Pardon?
The power of Netflix. I mean, Netflix is everywhere.
Yeah, we had supposedly one of the biggest or the biggest Netflix premiere launch of this genre.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'm not tearing the show down at all. If Jeff, you're hearing this, brother, I love you. I thank you for doing this. We're going to continue to rock and roll. You are the brainchild of the architecture, the new architecture, the inception and the foundation of, and this idea is Kelly's. And I'm just happy that I was able to bring it together.
Well said. And Jeff, if you're listening to this, I'm not on a, like, let me tear down Bling Empire, because I think it's one of the best reality shows that has ever existed in the history.
You're a genius, bro.
I can't tell you how much the show is. I will get into that in a second. So, all right. So you go to Paris. So like when the show came out, like you were aware of kind of how your edit was going to be and you got it. But like then when the show came out and like something like this happens, it sounds like Kelly's more upset than you. Like when she's watching this, like she's crying and you're just like, it is what it is. Like you weren't upset with your edit at all.
I felt my edits were unfair, but there's nothing to really be upset about. We got a show on television. How many people can say they've done that, really? And to be blasted to 192 countries and with the intention to help couples around the world work through their differences and for the male ego to be utilitarian instead of breaking things down? Come on. Like, it's a blessing, man.
It is. So you never... You don't go, because listen, some people go there and it takes them a year, 6 months to get over the, like, you know, like I'm sure people are DMing you directly and making, I don't really follow at all, you know, but like you don't feed into that hate of like, and I'm not saying you, I'm sure every single person on Bling Empire is getting it. Just that's what everyone on reality TV gets. They get the nasty comments, the nasty hate. It's sick. I agree. It's sick what this world has turned into on social media, but you never went there and like took it personally.
No, that's just part of this right here. Right? Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. No. And also, it's, don't engage. I don't engage. I don't read them. You know? What I read is like, you read that?
It says, pursue integrity relentlessly.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's great because a lot of people
have an idea of who you are. But your character in Size is yours alone, you know?
And Kelly doesn't get upset when she sees stuff about you. She's pretty good about it. I mean, you guys have both gone through therapy.
She does. It hurts. She's also hurt too by, you know, people thinking she's less than the greatness she is. You know, I think people are looking for more women for empowerment, but also for perfection. And there is no perfect. I get a lot of memes that say, Andrew Gray, practice makes perfect. Andrew Gray, perfect. And I'll comment every one of them. Practice makes better. There is no perfect. Practice makes better.
That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I even saw something online. People were asking for like a trigger warning at the beginning of the show for abusiveness. I mean, this is not me. I don't take these things personally just because I speak to everyone in real life. But you know, like when I saw like a trigger warning, I was like, I don't know. I think this is going too far. But there is stuff out there.
Transparently, I did call my PR and to say, you know, they are defacing me from a consistent global view since I was born on social media, let's just say that. And I'm going to turn this test into a testimony. I'm going to show people that there is a plan for our lives. And I truly believe that the plan is not to eradicate Andrew Michael Gray. It's to eradicate the insecurity in the world through Andrew Gray. And hopefully it heals him by showing the work that I'm going to do. I know when people are watching this, they're going to be like, yeah, whatever. I hope you do the work with me. It's like a personal trainer. If you do the work with me, guys, I guarantee you're going to be in better shape. I guarantee it. And you guys, and I only speak for myself on personal trainers. I like to work with personal trainers who don't need to be in crazy shape right now, but they were at least a champion. They were at least established. They've been there. So they know how to get back there. They know how to train. You guys are going to see me there. Let's train together. Let's get healthy. It's going to take us all further in our life. We're going to cover more ground.
And people have to be like on the other side of it, saying that to you and Kelly as a positive thing. Cause you know, a lot of people won't show it. And you guys have been very open on the show. Like you've shown yourselves going to therapy. So that's got to be a positive thing. People have to be reaching out and saying like, right, thank you for being so open with your, you know, you've attending to your mental health.
I have not received that many because I haven't looked at that many. But out of the thousands, I think Kelly's sent me one or two saying, you know, we've been in a relationship now for 30 years, my husband and I. The first 5 years were rocky. The second 5 years have been, we're all like bliss and the honeymoon. And the other 10 years have been like the best years of our life. It's amazing how life and film and movies act exactly the same, right? The rise, the fall, the redemption. Three acts. Oh, and need and want too. I want to talk about this real quick.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hate because a lot of people need their anger. They have anger issues. Anybody who's shouting at me needs anger management classes. Okay. There's so many forms of it. I don't know if you guys know. There's like 25, 28 different forms of anger. Outward anger is only one. And I implore you guys to figure out the rest. But there's this need right now because people are angry. And what we want to do is do the work. We want to heal. But right now I feel like the need is so like, listen to me, I'm hurting and how dare you.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think anyone that goes out of their way to make a negative comment on social media about someone they don't know, that's just anger. That's, you're not happy. Like I would never personally do that. I mean, if you come at me, eventually I'll snap and I'll tell you to fuck off. But I wouldn't just go on some random person's page that I saw on a show or anything and say like, here are all the things I think are wrong with you. I think that's actually very arrogant personally.
And all the tools are there too. Like for me, if it gets to a place where they're affecting other people, like they've been going after other people that on my stuff, that's when I'll just be like, block. Don't even need to engage, just a block. And let that other person know who, if they're being attacked, just block them. Yeah, but they're going to unfollow me. It's okay. I already followed you. We created the balance. You know, you don't need them. I kind of get stuck sometimes into projecting on people, like preaching, because I want to help them.
Yeah.
You know?
What about when Kelly on the show went on a date with Kevin? Was that real?
No threat at all. There's no threat. I wasn't surprised. I didn't know it was going to happen, but I'm not surprised. We really broke up in real life. Kelly, you know, really wanted the show to be a success. And she's very trusting. She didn't want to go on the dates. I think that showed on screen. Anyway, I wasn't surprised. Kevin needs to have things to do, you know? Yeah.
True. I take it you're not close with Kevin in real life these days.
I would like to be, you know, I'd like to get to know him better. Just like Abraham Lincoln says, you know, if I don't really like somebody, I want to get to know them better. I don't. Yeah,
what about, was that strange? Like, talk to me about like the 3 year, because that's, you know, a known fact. Like this, you know, most shows like, why now? Like, how did this come out now? I don't know if you know any of that. Like, was that strange, like having this all filmed and then like you kind of forget about it, right? Like, didn't you forget about it? Or it just, this took 3 years? Or was this like filmed, shelved, and you went on and lived your life and all of a sudden you get a call and they're like, hey, Kelly, Andrew, this is coming out.
No, we thought it was going to come out in like, you know, maybe 4 or 6 months after we shot it, after they were working on post, you know, making sure the thread was clean and what have you. Pandemic, world timing, politics, different shows were coming out. You know, Netflix has their rollout where they want Queen's Gambit and other big shows they've been working on. Like Queen's Gambit took like 8 or 10 years to come out television. It took so long.
What do Lala Kent and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's sparkling water that has a burst of bold fruit flavor. What could be better? That's right, the Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you.
Nobody thought that Chess was going to be marketable, merchandisable, et cetera. And then Chess became like the number one board game bot in the world again. Oh, sweet. Love it. So, no, it just took a while because we're waiting for other rollouts, hiatus, and political timing. But I feel like it's the best timing.
Did you ever watch any reality TV before you were involved in this?
Oh, sure. I met Jeff at the premiere of A Simple Life, Paris Hilton. Then her and I connected because I met her friend Carlos, one of her best friends. And then he introduced Paris and I. Then we shot the cover of Vanity Fair together. And it just kept building the relation and from there.
First of all, The Simple Life is one of the best quote-unquote reality shows that has ever existed. Let me just say that.
He's like, after season one, Paris called me crying. I was like, what? And he's like, I can't tell you. But I was like, I was thinking about, like, what was she crying about? Because, like, he called me. He's like, Drew, first episode, Kim's cried to me. Chris has cried to me. Paris has cried to me. You didn't cry to me. And I was like, well, what did Paris cry about? What was A Simple Life about? I was like, maybe she didn't want to get in a tent or something, you know? Who knows?
It was – did you ever go on a date with Paris?
No.
You're kind of her type.
Maybe, except Paris. I'm not a
Well, that's true. I mean, that's her type. If you've never seen This Is Paris, the documentary, it's great. We had the director on. It's like just such a great, Paris is very misunderstood, I think. You know,
her and I connected like peas and carrots. Kelly does her merchandise. Yeah, on Grayscale.
She's brilliant. And then the
name, Gail, I wonder how she got that name, Andrew Gray.
Wait, say that again about Paris.
I was just a little joke. Kelly does Paris's merchandise.
Yeah.
Under her merchandise company, Grayscale.
Wow.
I was like, I wonder where she came up with the name Grayscale, dating someone named Andrew Gray, you know? Anyway, it's all making more sense.
It all makes sense to me. Yeah, Paris is great. And do you know speaking of Jeff and the Kardashians, like, did you ever watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians? It's also a brilliant show.
Oh, sure. I use it as guilty pleasure all day. It's there's a lot of family stuff going on there, actually, that I related to. I thought it was a great show. That was a great show.
It's great. And if you've never watched Selling Sunset on Netflix...
I have not watched that show. I have not.
Give it a try. It's brilliant. I mean, that's the thing. Like, Netflix is kind of starting, you know, they're killing the reality game now. It's great.
Well, they put a cinematic approach on it. Mm-hmm. They really take their time. They're not 22 minutes, which I believe Paris' show was, Simple Life. This is a 45 minute. We can tell a little bit more about everyone's story, because with Paris or the Kardashians, you know, it was pigeonholed towards, you know, Kim or what they're doing, and the people trickled in. This is, you know, hitting everyone's life. The architecture of the show seems very similar to Kardashians.
Yeah. Was there anyone that you particularly thought, like, this person doesn't belong in this group?
No, because who am I to decide that, you know? That's kind of like a bully or something. Maybe me. I was an Asian. I don't know.
Well, on that note, like, it's different, like, because I'm going to interview some other people probably from the show. Like, did you not being Asian feel, you know, like, it? I think if you are Asian, there's a whole thing of, like, you know, this is, let's talk about, like, Asian representation in the media and reality TV. Like, did you feel any pressure not being Asian? Like, to, no.
No. I really felt like I was a vital part of the show. I am a vital part of the show.
Yeah.
Because we need someone to hate, in a way. We need someone to also... give a more dynamics to the culture of dating outside the culture. Mm-hmm. Gabe, Jesse, Guy's husband, I forgot his name. I'm sorry, Guy. But anyway, and even Kevin. Kevin brought dates to almost every one of the parties, but she was just cut out of the scene. So, I mean, everybody was dating Asian except for Kelly and I. And she was married to an Asian guy, but I think her boyfriends before that and even after that were outside of her culture.
Yeah, I think it's... What about, like, to your point, like, you're not, you know, a multimillionaire or whatever you just said. I mean, are you ever shocked...
Billionaire,
sorry. Well, some of these cast members are billionaires. Like, are you...
I'm not wealthy like that, but my wealth is in health. My wealth is an experience and my love. That's what I'm super wealthy in.
Are you ever shocked, though, hanging out with this group about, like, how, I mean, even though, yes, I think health and inner peace, and I think mental and physical health are the most important things in life, because if you don't have those, what do you have? But, like, are you ever shocked at just how rich some of these people are in this group?
Yes. From growing up in poverty, I don't like to brag about this, Mom, if you see this, but there was a time when we slept in a closet for a room in a studio apartment, you know, that had fleas everywhere. So to see them, yeah, at, like, you know, 12 carat rings, 50 carat diamond rings. I remember when we were over at Kane's house, one of his friends, wonderful man, by the way, nothing but love for him. came over and he's like, hey guys, want to try on some jewelry for a little bit? And we're like, yeah. So he just goes upstairs, brings the briefcase over, and goes, we're here. I could be wrong in the numbers, okay? Don't quote me. I think it was $7 to $11 million worth of diamonds. There was a 50-carat black diamond ring that's about this big. He's like, oh, put it on. Like just. And I was like, where did you bring that? He's like, oh, I just flew. I'm going to go sell these in like Sweden, but I want to hang out with Kane for a little bit. It's like, so you carried these on the plane? He's like, oh, yeah, with this on his wrist, you know? Just walking around with stuff like that. I've never been around that before.
They were Kane's. That was Kane's.
It was Kane's friend.
Oh, okay.
Kane buys a lot from him.
Like okay.
Jewelry pieces or something.
Right, like he brought it over. Maybe Kane would buy something.
Well, friend Anna, you know, the whole house of Versailles, the castle. I did the splits in the Hall of Mirrors, like down the middle, like, ah, you know, like, I don't know. That was pretty silly, but I don't get to experience stuff like that.
Were you guys there like private? It was like, because I mean, I've been there. Like, was it private? Like you got your own tour?
Everything was evacuated. Only us. We were, oh, like not in a horse and carriage, but we're driven in the main gates. They're like, you know, when we open these things, never. I think the last time is when Obama came in, but they just got to see one or two rooms. You guys went through the whole thing. We saw everything but the attic, where I guess his prostitutes or whores or wherever they lived. We've seen everything else, like all the back passageways by the opera house in the back. I sat in the king's throne. We're in the bed. Everything.
And Anna just made that happen somehow. I mean,
she did make it happen somehow. I don't know how she made it happen. And then they had the historian there who lived on the Versailles plot, the land, who lives there. He walked us through it also. Then he gave us the education behind everything.
Well, I'm assuming she made it happen with just green. I'm assuming that there's a certain amount of money that if you want to have a private tour at Versailles, it could happen.
Yeah, also maybe her family relations, you know, her father was in arms. I know that.
True.
World War II, France, you know, and America. There were some things that, you know, we helped each other with at the end. Maybe it was that. This is your last favor. We're done. You know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, watching it as a viewer, you're just like, oh my God, some of these people have so much money. But that's, I mean, are you shocked at like what, like you said, you think it's the biggest opening like of this type of genre on Netflix ever? Like, are you shocked at what has happened like within 2 weeks of this, or within not even 2 weeks, within like a minute of the show coming out, it's blown off? Like, did you know? I mean, you can never really know, right? Like movies, TV, can you ever really know what's going to take off?
Man, I may not have been the humblest in this interview, and I'm trying to say it's
humble. No, you come across very humble. I mean, I feel.
Thank you, mate. We had a feeling this was going to be extraordinary, a true life experience. Yeah, and this is, man, this is more, this is not in the beginning. This is nothing. That was just a taste. That was like, hey, look at the appetite. Look at the pastries as they go on the cart. But we're gonna have dessert later. That's what it really the first season is. It's nothing.
Kind of.
Another film, so much. Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
What? So, like, I mean, you kind of knew, but like, what? Why? Like, what do you think people like? Why is this? I mean, again, I'm not just kissing your ass because you're sitting in front of me.
I look at themes, right? If someone's had success once, they're going to have success again. Jeff has a theme of successes. And that is it. He hires people for a reason. He produces people, places, and things for a reason. Does everybody know that? No. But there's trust involved. And even when we're filming this stuff, the Singapore show, do you know what's the name of it? Do you remember it? If you don't, anyway, it was another Asian kind of cast, a reality show, Netflix, and then there was like the hoes. Netflix was telling us, we love Bling Empire, we want to push it after the hose, da 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 da. When the hoes were shooting theirs and we already had dailies and stuff, they're like, here's Bling Empire, here's your guys's. You need to look like this. Just, we had a feeling from Netflix, from the what we shot, from I know when I'm on set what a good location is. I was like, dang, these set designers are insane. You know? I had a feeling as an actor being on set a whole bunch. Everyone's story is so grand, so grandiose.
And you have characters, you know. I mean, who do you think is like, I mean, you know, Anna Shea is certainly a character.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? So what do you think it is, though? Like, do you think it's the escapism? You know, like we're in COVID, life is miserable.
An expansion of your mind. It's an escape. It's taking you away from... Fox News. It's taking you away from CNN. It's taking you away from the elections, or I don't know. I feel like these consistent race wars. Yeah.
And I haven't watched House of Ho, but I don't know. Maybe I'll put that on my schedule, but I don't know. I'm not rushing to watch it. Like, it doesn't have the same buzz.
I mean, again, you know, it's not just about the money. That's the surface, and it's a fast-moving show, so we know it's plot-driven surface layer. There's a lot of story that slowly unwinds to educate people. The messages will reveal themselves in time, but there are some deep messages in these, and I feel like a lot of people got those.
And you and Kelly are back together now.
We are. We're back together. We've been together before the pandemic. We took 5-6 months apart and worked on ourselves.
And you think, well, two things. Do you think watching the show has anything to do with it? Not really, because you got back together before the show came out. But, like, has that changed? Like, has that helped at all? Like, does it help to watch it with her and see things? Not just you. Not that you did anything wrong, just in general as a couple.
Sure. Yeah, watching the show for us both had us in tears because we know we're life partners.
Right.
I'm sorry, I just had a...
That's okay.
Okay. Can you answer your question? Ask your question one more time?
Yeah, so I was going to say, like, you know, you guys are back together, you and Kelly. So, like, has watching the show back together, like, has that affected your relationship? Like, is that part of the reason you're back together? Has that made your relationship stronger?
It's not the reason we're back together. Yes, it's made our relationship stronger. It's been amazing to watch the show even be on television, number one, when it was just a thought, an idea. See our faces as a couple, but the most important, two most important things is see where I fell short, and two, and if that, the work that we're doing as a couple is a really good thing on television, right? My phone kept text popping up and I thought I had planes, so I messed my thought train up.
Well, I was going to say this, and again, I'm not coming after you. I'm just saying, like, did you see, like, when I guess that question, I mean, like, did you see certain things either you did or she saw certain things she did? You know, like they say, watching yourself back is therapy as a couple.
Yes, that's what it was. I'm sorry. So it was first to fall short in the work, in the process, and then also to, you know, we look back at this. Our kids can look at this. That's what I'm trying to say. Our kids can look at this and be like, wow, our parents really love each other. This is what unconditional love is. Dad has grown so much. Mom has grown so much. They're best friends. And they can always look at that. In their first relationship in kindergarten, and it's way over their head, and they're like, I don't like it. And then when they're in, you know, elementary school after their first kiss, high school, college, or if it's the same girlfriend, I don't know, but they can just see that. And I think it's going to be beautiful.
Does Kelly know that as you watch the show back, this is what you feel, that your kids could one day watch this?
Yeah, she brought that up to me. She was in tears. She was just like, what? We did this. She's like, and it really broke us up. And it did. it was the hardest thing that we've done professionally in our lives, because we had to give up pretty much all control, which is a growing experience, guys. I'll admit something here. I've taken a psychedelic in my life, and it taught me one thing. Anything outside of love it's not it. Love is it. Discipline is the cure for everything. It really is. And hard work always pays off. It beats talent 9 times out of 10, anyway.
No, I was going to ask you, and then we'll wrap up soon. Do you think this how has this changed you, either you as a person, or has it, or you as a couple? And I guess I just kind of asked that, but it's kind of a different question. Are you changed from this experience? Are you as a couple changed? And also you're back together now. What's different? We've seen you guys break up before.
Thank you. What's different is that we're evolved since then. And when we talk about evolved, it can kind of start to be a cliche thing, because we're going into this wonderful space now of healing in our world and, self-help, and going to Barnes & Noble, 2/3 of the store now is self-help. But it's this evolution. I feel like we were a strong evolution. Fish to now we're land mammals. Land mammals, we're flying. That kind of evolution. We've evolved. We're better in every way. We can survive the storms, the hurricanes, the seasons, and we're only going to continue to evolve together. That's our choice. And we don't have to do anything. We realize that now, For some reason, sometimes in relationships, you kind of feel like you have to do some things. We don't have to do anything. We just want to now. And it's just made things a lot, not more easy, but just more fun and exciting.
So that, right. If you get nothing else out of this show, and I think you'll get lots of other things out of the show, that's got to be the best thing that has come out of this experience.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of comparisons to Scott Disick on this, and I could see that. But I want the audience to know, and this has nothing to do with Scott. I've never met Scott. I've just heard about him from Jeff. But I don't drink alcohol at all. I haven't drank alcohol in almost 8 years, maybe longer. I'm not a drug user. I'm a church kind guy raised by my grandmother. So again, being in this space of, I'm the most abusive person in the world, is new with me. But again, you guys saw something, and I just want to end it on that, where I don't want to excuse the behavior, and no man should excuse the behavior. They need to step up to the plate. And it's time to not only play the game, but to win some championships for yourself, which is only going to save everything around you and make it better.
That all makes sense. I think that's a good place to end with two quick questions. So I didn't know that he works on the Kardashians also. I mean, I know we've been talking about that, but I didn't realize he was that involved with the Kardashians.
That was his baby.
Wow. Have you ever met any of the Kardashians? I mean, I could see why people are comparing you to Scott. I mean, now that you say it, that makes sense. But you've never met any of the Kardashians.
I have not met the Kardashians. I have met Chris one time. Vaguely, shortly, just.
And as we head out, you make reference to season 2. At one point you said it. At one point you said, I can tell you there's going to be a season 2. If you're, I take it you guys haven't heard about season 2 yet, just because it just came out. Nobody knows for sure, right?
They want to look at how it's trending, and we've been in the top 10 since this came out, even number 1. I think we held at number 3, number 4 in the US, pretty strong. Asia, a lot of those territories, number 1. I think we're still at 9 or 10 right now. I think we're gonna get another wave. I have a strong feeling for season 2. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. And on that note, is there anything going into season two, if there's a season two, like, do you plan to do anything differently? Not saying you need to, just asking, or just, you know, you guys are in a different place, but like, is there anything you want to kind of set in different motion for season two, if it all works out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like on the other side of insecurity, rage, and hate is love, compassion, and wisdom. And I hope we get to see that flip-flop, because in these 3 years, man, if there is a book on anger management, I read it. And if there's a book on self-love, I read it. And I can't wait to show that to you. But at the end of the day, is that what you guys want to see? I'm asking you guys, the audience. You can take your time, yes or no.
Do
people want to see that?
I don't know, just being someone that speaks to a million people on reality TV all day, I think the audience likes a story arc where you change. I think when people come back on reality TV season after season and never change, that's when the audience is over it. So I would think the answer would be yes. I think they would like someone to hate next season, but I'm not sure that it would need to be you. I think they would probably like to see you reformed, that's not the right word, because I didn't have any real problem with anything you did, just because I know how.
And more resolution, I give, instead of one of a 1D, a 3, 4D view, 2D view, of a Kelly and I's relationship. There's only so much time. At the end of the day, I just hope you guys watch it for enjoyment, entertainment. I hope you get a couple things out of it. And keep watching Netflix,
Tell us where everyone can find you. And again, not kissing your ass. I think it is literally one of the best. I've said this before you've come on I think it's one of the best reality shows that I've seen in, I haven't been this excited about a show in a really long time. So.
Wow.
For what, really, hand to God. Like, I'm not just making that up. It's just different. It's not, yeah, I do think things get greenlit because of, Selling Sunset's probably greenlit, which is also a phenomenal show by Netflix, because of, Million Dollar Listing LA. So, this is probably, it is Kardashians-esque-ish, but it's so different that I think, not even getting into how great it is to see Asian representation.
The world, the territory within a genre.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So, I love it. I will connect with you on Instagram. I will not be one of the ones sending you nasty messages. I'll slip into your DM so we could stay in touch. And my PR team is working on locking in Kelly. So feel free if you guys are tonight having, if she's having a drink and you're having a coffee since you don't drink, or you're in bed whispering sweet nothings together, feel free to tell her what an enjoyable time you've had today.
Oh, absolutely. I will. Absolutely.
And where can everyone find you? Online.
You guys have social media across the board, Andrew Gray, G-R-A-Y. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Cameo, etc.
Amazing. Thank you for being so open and honest. And we will definitely keep in touch. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope, because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.